Hello, 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 and welcome to the next episode of the Shane Walsh podcast. So, the female fat loss program is back, which is awesome news. So, today was the first Q&A from the April group that we have, where the one-to-one clients join in and the group clients from the female fat loss program join in for a Q&A. They send in questions and topics and we answered those. So, today's episode was based on something that was kind of asked pretty early on by a few of the clients in relation to the worrying about the results piece. And so when so many people are trying to lose weight, we can really, really get overwhelmed by trying to lose weight and making it all about the losing weight piece. So if this is you, I think this episode will really, really help you about stop worrying about the results and start worrying about this other thing, which I'm not going to say now, because I want you to listen to it. I want you to see if you get anything from it. And if you do, please tag, share me up on your story. So one of the big things that I want to talk about, and myself and Alyssa were talking about this, I kind of what the first kind of couple of topics will be. One of the things was the role of identity. And I know I did a recent podcast on this, but this is going to kind of look at it from a little bit of a different angle, because what I can hear on some of the messages that are kind of coming through, and we did the introductory statements and stuff, I can hear language being used. And it's just interesting to see the reoccurrence of the same language from every other group. So the interesting thing is that every single person in this group hasn't got their own individual problem. Someone else has been through that. Someone else has been come out the other end of it as well. I think sometimes when we do the client episodes, that is the biggest thing that comes forward from those, is that someone has realized, hang on, I'm not on my own here. Someone has realized that I actually, if they can come out the other side, that means I got it. Because it's never an ability issue for people. Often it's sometimes we lose a little bit of context. We maybe have a little bit of perspective piece. Sometimes it can be irrational fears, irrational thoughts, those kind of things. And sometimes it can almost be a controlling mechanism. So when people start talking about like self-sabotage and stuff like that, rarely itself it's self-sabotage with food. Often it's a way for us to control the outcome. If we feel that we don't believe that we can get the goal, we tell ourselves something at the very, very beginning that we're not going to be able to do this. So we get to a point. We get to a point and a wobble starts to happen. A night out, a weekend starts to happen. And we've already told ourselves at the very, very beginning that we weren't going to be able to do that. So when that happens, we're looking for that confirmation bias to tell us that our idea was right at the very beginning. And this is where this identity piece comes in for an awful lot of people. So what happens when an awful lot of people are trying to lose weight? They focus mainly on the scales. They'll be like, well, I'll be happier if I lose 10 kg. I'm like, yeah, a lot of us would be happier, but it's not going to be the be all and end all. It's not going to make you out and out happy, because the way to challenge it is, well, you've weighed less before and you weren't necessarily happy. Because I always say that, like, the body that people want is always heavier than what you realize. So what we're really chasing, it isn't a weight on a number on a scales. Often what we're chasing is a feeling of contentment, a feeling of not fear of food, a fear of being able to know that you have the control, being able to enjoy nights out, know that's not 6 or 7 hours a week in the gym, not having to do endless amounts of cardio, not having to wreck your kneecaps doing HIIT sessions or whatever it is, or burpees, or being shouted at by Billy Boot Camp, or doing keto or whatever it may be. But what we need to try and do is, we don't want to focus necessarily on what you want. You need to start focusing on who you want to actually become. So often sometimes when I'm working with clients in a kind of on the one-to-one side of things, it's when they're looking to kind of have a sentence that can free them or to help them navigate that piece when they're starting to get around the emotional eating piece. It's like, and one of the things that happens in kind of ED recovery in particular, eating disorder recovery, is, are we acting like the person that we want to become? And that's not to say you're never going to overeat. That's not saying that you're never going to numb. That's never going to say or soothe or reward yourself. it's coming from a point of like, are you doing a daily task that is bringing you closer to your goal? Like today, I didn't want to go for a walk. I didn't want to eat protein with my meals. I really didn't want to do anything today. I spoke to Alyssa today. I've had a pretty shit day, I'm not going to lie. And I haven't wanted to do any of those. But I know what's going to make me feel better. What's going to make me feel better is knowing that I'm doing something productive rather than destructive, rather than something that's going to bring me closer to where I ultimately want to go in the next 6 months. And there are times where you need to take a step back and say, maybe you're feeling poorly from having an illness and those bugs going around. But focus on who you want to become rather than what you want. Focus on who you want to become rather than what you want to become, which is ultimately, I don't know, 10 kg lighter or whatever it may be. So one of the things here is when they talk about giving up smoking is one of those things that in studies and stuff, it's really, really focused on in studies. And one of the hardest things when it comes to giving up smoking is they'll try loads and loads of different approaches. But eventually something clicks and one approach will happen and will work for them. The same thing with weight loss. When people kind of can come with that identity piece of saying, I've tried everything under the sun. I'm an emotion eater. I'm a yo-yo dieter. You haven't tried everything. You may have tried every stupid thing, which is restrictive and fad and all these kind of stuff, but they just make the process harder. And then also we have a belief system that because we failed every approach before, we don't really jump into the next approach because we're basing our reality off the previous approaches that have failed us. But listen to what I have just said there. It's the previous approaches. It's not you that's failed. It's the previous approaches that we keep going for. Losing weight and improving our health is such an emotional thing because it's often trying to make ourselves and trying to control what other people are going to think of us. It's rarely about the weight. So when we want to give up smoking or lose weight or adopt a healthier lifestyle, we need to look at how much change we can go from year to year. And a year can be a long time. But I think I had a conversation with one of my one-to-one clients yesterday on our check-in. And she needed a little bit of kind of like an arm around the shoulder. So we've been working together for about a year. Yesterday was a year. And she said that she needed a little bit of a boost for herself. So what she did was she brought up a comparison of where she started from to where she was in the middle of 6 months and where she was at right now. And I'm not going to show you the photos. You can see her photos are up on social media if you want to have a look at them, but I'm not going to show them up here. But in those three photos are not showing the reality. The photos, I think there's something like 72 centimeters down off her body in 12 months. And if I was to put that into comparison, it's probably if you went and got 10 apples and put them side by side and measured the diameter of those with the measuring tape, that's essentially what she's lost off her body. But it's not showing the real picture of what's happened in that year. She's focused on her why, being there for her kids, leading by example for her kids, having energy to train, making more time for her, being less people-pleasing. Now, those tendencies can come back in and they creep back in. Like we all have those things, but it's looking for validation from acceptance. But for the first time in her life, she was like, this is what I want to do and this is what I get to do. So she focused on who she wanted to become. So if you read a book called, James Clear,
Atomic Habits.
That's the one. I don't know why I had the other one in my head, Power of Habit. So Atomic Habits. He talks about this three levels of behavioral change. So changing your outcome, changing your process, and changing your identity. Okay. So the first one is changing your outcome. And this is the really most obvious place to start and where you need to begin. This where it's at the level, it's all about the results. So for example, in most people's cases here, it's kind of losing weight, feeling more energized, sleeping better, reducing thyroid or cholesterol medication, or in some instances, some clients have said, I just want to get the ride. So they're all really, really solid goals. So then there's the outcome focus change. And this is limiting because we've no control over that outcome. And that's what scares people. It's having that lack of control. So when people are kind of like, when people mention weight loss or food, control is often the word that's thrown around. I don't feel in control. And because it's more of an outcome based, we can't really put a number attached to it, because it's a feeling that ultimately where you start to have that almost proverbial like mental weight lifted rather than physical weight. That's more of an outcome. So if you think of it this way, when you jump on the scales, you may jump on the scales each morning, it can become incredibly demotivating, especially if nothing is shifting. But we need to change the goal to the outcome focus, to have I done everything possible that I have wanted to do this week that's going to make me the person I want to become. So a lot of people can give out about saying, oh, the weights didn't go down this week, or my measurements didn't go down this week. I'm like, yeah, but have you been at least 70 or 80% adherent? And then you normally get this blank look back. If you've been 70 or 80% adherent most of the time, you're going to go further towards your goal more often. But if we're trying to be 100% all the time, you're going to hit a wall and then you're going to go backwards. That's a normal thing. But before you kind of ask yourself about this demotivation thing around the scales, you can't control what that number reads, but you can control the education that you have in place around it. You can control how you react afterwards. Is it to self-soothe? Is it to numb? Or is it kind of saying, you know what? I'm just going to have a better day today. You get to decide the next outcome. You get to decide to become the person you want to become. And that's the reality of it. Then we look at changing your process. And it's really, really important that it's really clear on what you want, which is aka the outcome, it's really important and crucial to adopt a tried and test system that works. I would classify myself and Alyssa as coaches who, I would say, frankly, give a shit. I think it's very rare in this industry. And the day I stopped giving a shit is the day I'm going to leave the industry. So I think having a weight loss goal is all well and good, but if you have no weight loss system to get you there, or a structure or a strategy to get you there, you're not going to go very far. If you wing it, you'll get to a point, but generally, like a politician, you tend to get found out pretty quickly. So fat loss without a system or structure will lead to absolute chaos. But the problem with this chaotic piece is that restrictive mindset that a lot of people can be in fucking loves chaos. It loves it. But the only way to get your head around this chaos piece is to create structure, which ultimately will build a trust around things that you can do it, which will ultimately lead you closer to your goal, ultimately changing your outcome, ultimately changing the process, which will lead you to the person you want to become. So a perfect example of this could be on a Sunday when the messages go into you guys in the group, sitting down for 5 minutes, writing out a plan for the week, getting a food shop in. That's going to help you to get closer to your goal. That's going to maybe booking in your classes into the gym for the week, or your PT sessions or whatever it may be. Or even for me, is finding time to chill out. I know Alyssa is running quite a lot at the minute. So it's about having that time for her, saying, right, I may need to get up a little bit earlier in order to get my runs in here. But it's all for the greater good of what Alyssa wants to hit and the goal that she wants to hit. Sometimes we have to like do things we don't really want to. So then it leads back to the change in the identity piece. And this is the really, really important word. So your identity is your self-image, So basically how you see yourself, your belief system, and your worldview. So as humans, we tend to act out behaviors to support this. So one of the big things that can come across is, I'm an emotional eater. I'm a yo-yo dieter. I'm in my 40s. So I can't lose weight. They're all great stories. They're all fantastic stories. But if we think about it this way, what's the likelihood of a vegan eating meat compared with somebody trying not to eat animal-based foods? Or what about the productivity of someone who sees himself as organized compared with somebody who views themselves as disorganized? Who's going to be more organized? Who's going to be more likely to eat meat? Or the likelihood of somebody seeing themselves as a musician practicing regularly compared with somebody who's just starting out? Or I'm not very good at, or the belief system that you're very good at singing compared to, oh, I'm just all right. And I know in Ireland, we're not very good at giving ourselves if anyone saw, say, Tommy Tiernan's show on Saturday, he has Shay Given. So Shay Given is probably Ireland's greatest ever goalkeeper. And he would be quite modest. And Tommy asked him the question of, like, what made you the best goalkeeper out there? And like pure Irish, he kind of just went a little bit inwards, went a little bit awkward. And then he got out of it and said, I just put my face where it hurt. So he identified as that was going to be the differentiator between him. And that's what made him the best he could be. But he identified as that. So let's look at three different ways that we can almost change this identity piece for you. Look at your current language. I'm an emotional eater. I'm a yo-yo dieter. I'm someone in their 40s. I can't lose weight. I'm on 1,200 calories. I can't lose weight. That last one hurts me. But it really hurts me. But you have to look at these. Well, are you an emotional eater or are you someone who eats emotionally? One's the truth. One's the story that is protecting you or justifying your current actions. I'm a yo-yo dieter. Are you a yo-yo dieter or have you tried other approaches that haven't ever addressed your habits and behaviors? I'm someone in their 40s that can't lose weight. Well, your metabolism doesn't slow down until you're in your 60s. And even then, it's only about 0.6%. So all the research and the stats are arguing against the reality. I'm on 1,200 calories and not losing weight. Would be someone who's not eating 1,200 calories. 1,200 calories is what a 4-year-old girl needs to live. I haven't ID'd you all in this group, but I know there's no 4-year-olds in here. And if there are, I am worried. Then we need to decide the person you want to be. So what I want you to do is, you can watch the recording back if you have availability of a pen and paper there. I think someone put that they're putting one of their kids to bed or something like that. So decide the person you want to be. Take a pen and paper and write down who you would like to become. For example, if you want to lose weight, which is the outcome, your identity might be to become the type of person who moves every day and takes time to eat nourishing food. Or it could be to become the type of person who their kids will be proud of and makes time for them. Now, I know that last one is going to leave a little bit of a sting in people's egos and hearts, because I know most people here, their ultimate why isn't to lose weight. It's to be here for their kids, to be in photos with their kids, to make memory for their kids, to be able to have energy to play with them. There is a proper why. Losing weight isn't a why. You've lost weight before. It wasn't a strong enough why. And that emotional piece is really, really important. It's what gets you out of bed. It's what gets you to put your jacket on when it's pissing rain. It gets you to make something for dinner when you're just like, nah, I'm just going to get a Saba. And a Saba, I'd love a Saba right now, I'm not going to lie. And then if you do that exercise, get a pen and paper, write down who you would like to become. Make it short, make it sweet, make it snappy. don't do loads of different things. Because I know what can happen is, another element is, look at your current language. I'm a perfectionist. That's a big one. Are you a perfectionist, or are you someone with perfectionist tendencies? It's perfectionist tendencies. No one ultimately has on their passport perfectionist, blood donor, perfectionist, yo-yo dieter. They're the three things that are on my ID badge. But we're not a perfectionist. We have perfectionist tendencies. There's certain things that we're very good at, and we hide behind those sometimes. But when we get a little bit unnerved and we get a little bit uncomfortable and we start to challenge these identities, we retreat. And we look at it as a way to bring in that perfection piece. Because I can't control the outcome, we tend to hide and we tend to sneak back into that little shelter or that cave that we go into. So we need to, number three, reinforce your identity with small changes. So once you've decided who you'd like to become with that exercise number two, work out the system or that process that supports that identity. For example, what you've all done, invest in the greatest coaches of all time. There you go. That's a simple, simple identity change you've all made. Another one you could do is, that's a system or a process. Every Sunday, sit down, write out a menu, go to the shop. That could be something so simple. And when I say it to people, they're like, I can't be that simple. Like, yeah. Like, weight loss is a very simple concept. Eat less than your body needs over a considerable amount of time. What overcomplicates weight loss is the likes of emotions, stories, identity. There's also the massive element of obesity in relation to it being a disease. It's not a life choice. And then you've also got the element of socioeconomic background. So if you come from a poorer background, you may not know, have known when your next meal was. So when there's that food abundance, your brain can't process it. Or you could be someone who has ADHD when your life is based off dopamine. So there's a lot of these different things. What we need to try and do is, through all these various different stages of that behavioral change, we need to try not to fall into the trap of focusing on outcome-based goals all the time. Outcomes are great. The targets are great. But often when people are setting a target, it's pretty unrealistic. Like if you say, I want to lose 10 kg in the 8 weeks that you're here, sure, there'll be one outlier that will do it. There might be one outlier that will do it. But I would always, Alyssa and I sometimes have to rein people in with their weight loss. And that might sound weird. We've had people lose weight really quickly on the program before. And then after like week three or four or five, we're kind of like, all right, we need to increase your calories a little bit because we're going to hit a wall here pretty quickly. And you can get this little bit of pushback saying, well, I want to lose the weight. I'm like, yeah, but do you want to lose weight or do you want to keep it off? And sometimes we have to let the person make the decision for themselves. And then they'll realize that Alyssa and I were right. That's the fact. I promise that if you're clear on your why, you're clear on where you want to go and who you want to be, you can put in small incremental steps into changing those habits and the results will definitely come. All right. So if you have any questions, just shout and I will stop pressing record in 2 seconds if I can find the button. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you have enjoyed it at all, please do tag, share, leave a review up and onto iTunes. And thank you so much for listening. If you are interested in working with us in a one-to-one capacity with myself or Alyssa, please do pop us a message. Please click at the link in the show notes and we can book you in for a welcome call. So thank you so much for listening and I hope you have enjoyed the episode.